Good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Andreas Koopmans, Chief Executive Officer of Bubs Group, will be discussing the company's 2006 consolidated turnover, with some preliminary comments on the 2006 full-year financial results, which will be published on March the 28th, 2007. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, and good afternoon. Welcome to the traditional telephone conference of Bubs Group. First of all, thank you very much for the interest you're showing in our group. This telephone conference gives us the opportunity to give you some more comments on the turnover of 2006 and its various breakdowns, to comment on our outlook of 2007, and of course to answer questions at the end. With me, we have Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer of the group, and Joseph Santoro, our Investors Relationship Manager and Group Treasurer. I will start with a few comments on the press release issued this morning early and also available on our website. As you can see, we have a very good evolution in our 2006 turnover, reaching 1.6 billion Swiss francs, and especially it was strong in the second half of this year in all three business areas, with a turnover of 956.5 million in the second 6 months, or nearly 60% of the total year turnover. As mentioned, all three business areas are strong. In the second half, folding carton made 60% of the turnover in the second half, corrugated board approximately 55% of total turnover in the second half, and flexible materials two-thirds in the second half, as we expected and announced already early September, which is more than 200 million in the turnover in the second half compared to less than 100 million in the first half. You have also seen that the scope of consolidation has an influence of minus 41 million as announced. As a reminder, we divested five activities. The first one is the sales and service organization dedicated to non-Box Group equipment in the UK, operation which we acquired at the time we purchased our agent for the UK and Ireland. Then we also divested two tooling companies in the UK, also acquired at the same time. And finally, we divested two product lines, two brands, Midi and Apollo, which were not in our core business. The influence of exchange rate was favorable this year, with an evolution of plus 21 million contribution to the turnover. The organic growth is 33 million, higher than initially expected. If we look at it geographically, I think we have a very good progress in three of the five zones. The Americas, which increased by approximately 14.4% without taking into account the change in scope of consolidation. Asia Pacific, 14%, same restriction, not taking into account the scope of consolidation. And the Central Zone, that increased by approximately one-third. The decrease in Europe should be looked at under two lights. First, we should take into account that out of the 41 million of change in scope of consolidation, 32 affect Europe, which in a comparison we would have to adjust the difference of 77 million between the two figures you have in the press release by subtracting the 32 million affecting Europe, which makes a difference only of 45 million. And then we also should look at the evolution of the Central Zone, which among others includes Central and Eastern Europe, which progressed by 33% or 64 million. That means that basically Western, Central and Eastern Europe decreased only very slightly, which confirms the shift of packaging manufacturing from the West, Western Europe to Central and Eastern Europe. Also to be mentioned is that Europe seems to gain momentum. We had relatively weak order intake in the first three quarters of 2006, a much stronger quarter 2004, and January also is quite strong, which means that we have now 4 months of strong order intake in Western Europe. As you have seen also in the press release, we have good progress in all three business areas. As we see growth of 3.2% growth in the folding carton business area, 2.5% for the corrugated board, and 2.2% in flexible materials when we neutralize the effects of changes in the scope of consolidation and the exchange rate. That's also indicated in the press release. This is the first time that we give information on the evolution by business area, neutralizing such effects as the variations of exchange rates and variations in the scope of consolidation. The purpose is to give the most transparent evolution of the business in each business area. For this calculation, we want to mention here that for the business area corrugated board, we have also adjusted the 2005 turnover figure by approximately 12 million Swiss francs, which corresponds to the trading volume of non-Bobs Group equipment. This is how we reach in our calculation the 2.5% growth. If we would have not neutralized this volume for comparison, the growth shown would have been only 0.4% and would have not corresponded to the actual growth in Bobs Group equipment for the corrugated board industry. We are also very pleased with the evolution of the spare parts and service volume, as we have growth of 7.9% on a like-for-like basis in these two categories that are affected by approximately 19.4 million due to the scope of consolidation. We also mentioned in our press release that the capacity utilizations are good at the beginning of this year, taking an advantage of the good backlog entering 2007. Concerning the expected profitability for 2006, we are in the middle of the consolidation process, so we don't have the figures yet, but we can confirm the guidances given earlier. Both operating profit and net profit will be clearly above the underlying 2005 figures, which were operating profit of 90.7 million and net profit of 59.8 million Swiss francs. Both in 2005 have already shown an increase of more than 14% compared to the 2004 figures. Additional volume and excellent progress in our program goal and other initiatives, both combined, allow us to make this strong forecast for the profitability for 2006. Finally, I would like to mention that for 2007, we also confirm our guidance given already December 6th in Zurich for those of you who participated. That means if today's economic positive situation remains and the positive market dynamics continue, we expect 2-3% organic growth turnover in 2007. Organic means excluding, of course, the effect of the evolution of exchange rates and possible, but unlikely, changes in the scope of consolidation in 2007. These are the comments I intended to make as an introduction, and we can now start with questions and answers.
Okay, at this stage, we will begin the question and answer portion of this call, which will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your keypad, and you'll enter a queue. We'll take the questions in the order in which they are received, and we'll take as many as time permits. So once again, if you do have a question, please press 01 on your keypad, and if you at any stage wish to take off your question, just press 02 to cancel. So the first question is from Alessandro Folletti of Bank Vontobel AG. Alessandro, please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Koopman. Good afternoon, Mr. Boudry. Just wanted to ask you if you can give a little bit of comment with respect to the geographic development, because when I look in the, let's say, last 4 to 6 half years that you have reported, they went, organically speaking, they really went up and down pretty much. So what can you tell me about the European zone, American zone, and the Central zone and Asia Pacific? With respect to expectation for 2007-2008.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Folletti. I'll try to give you some more information on these different zones. It's true that one of the advantages of being active worldwide in our 3x3 vision is that we can catch up on the evolution of the various individual zones, and therefore have a relatively stable order intake as the one zone increases and the other decreases. Maybe what we can say is that Europe, as I mentioned, was rather weak on the first three quarters of the year 2006, strong in order intake on the in the fourth quarter, and there we could maybe mention that Germany was very strong, Iberic Peninsula went well, France, Switzerland went well. And of course, the Central European zone, which we have in our zone cut down, in the Central zone, they're progressing very strongly. We have in there basically CIS, Central Eastern Europe, and India, and all four areas, if you want, progress well and contribute strongly to this 33% in the Central zone. What we see here is that indeed also on the customer base, there is a shift of manufacturing of packaging in the direction of the east. Clearly some customers themselves are moving there. Alliances are being made between Western European customers and Eastern European customers, but we see a shift and a need for additional manufacturing equipment in that area. In the Americas, Canada was weak. Canada is suffering from the weak Canadian dollar compared to the U.S. dollar. So they're on the weak side in terms of capacity utilization in Canada, which is still a relatively small portion of the Americas for us. But North America was contrary, actually, to Europe, where we had strong bookings in 2005 and a little bit weaker in 2006, although still better, and very strong at the beginning of 2007. We have a strong month of January in North America. Central and South America are doing okay, fine, growing. We expected a little bit higher growth than what we saw, but I think our presence there is increasing well. Asia Pacific, the increase you see in the published figures is mainly coming from Australia, Oceania, mainly Australia, where we had an excellent year. We had accumulation of orders from different customers in that area, which we probably not will repeat year after year because it's a relatively small market, but it's in the folding carton and in the corrugated board industry mainly. For China, we have a strong presence in China also with manufacturing. We're fighting there very strongly. The prices are low. The difficulty even for Chinese manufactured equipment by us to compete against low-end Chinese equipment. They are not of the same quality, not of the same reliability. But we want to be able to cherry-pick any order that would enter in our segment which we are covering. The last comment maybe on the Africa Middle East, which is, you see, is a small zone for us. There are big ups and downs because, you know, you can have one greenfield factory like we had in 2005, actually two, I think, in 2005 on the corrugated board side, and immediately fully equipped, new greenfield factory, fully equipped. That, of course, pushes the turnover drastically up in a given year and then comes a little bit down. I think our market penetration is continuing there. It's on a good track, but the number is lower because we didn't have these greenfield factories in 2006. Is that the type of information you were looking for, Mr. Fabrizio?
Yes, thank you very much. Can I maybe just try to summarize? If I look at the absolute numbers that you have published, then hearing what you're saying, I think the 260 that you have seen in Asia, we might see a lower number in 2007, maybe also in America, 430, slightly lower number, and then the other areas should then overcompensate to make up for this 2-3% growth that you are looking at.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to say. We're only mid-February, or not yet even mid-February, but I would say, based on that, the feeling we have, that we still hope that the America, in terms of turnover, should not be far off what they have done last year. The European zone, indeed, should probably increase. I think if the momentum, the very positive momentum we see since 4 months now, continues, we should see an increase. Asia-Pacific, you're right. Asia-Pacific, we will not have a repeat of the Australian-Oceania volume. But, of course, we're fighting strong in Southeast Asia, Japan, and in China to get the volume, but probably a little bit lower than 2006, you're right. Continued growth in the central zone should come really also in 2007. In Africa, Middle East, if you take a rough number of these 80 to 100 million, probably is not a bad figure.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, we now go on to Alex Migliorini in Helvia SA. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. Three questions for me, please. The first one is with regards to flexible materials. You've hit the 300 million target that you had at least unofficially set for the division. I was wondering whether you feel you can confirm a return to profitability at the EBIT level in the second half of the year. I have the two other questions are with regards to spare parts, where we've seen a higher growth rate than one we've seen in the past. Is that due to actions being taken within the group to target these revenue streams, and has the profitability of the service revenues improved? And the final one is whether you can just mention again how the order backlog is looking for the three different product divisions.
Yes. For your first question, indeed we have, as announced and as we foreseen, we have now even surpassed the 300 million turnover in flexible materials, which gives us a strong turnover in the second half, because we did 99 point something million in the first half only. And indeed we confirmed that at operating profit level we will be positive in the second half, as we indicated already earlier, so we can confirm that clearly.
Okay, thank you.
For the spare parts, yes indeed, we are having several actions undertaken to make sure that we capture the major part of the BOPS Group equipment spare parts business. And we have various actions that are underway, and certainly the growth that we are seeing here is thanks to the good job done in this area in the year 2006. We also have, there's a little variation there, because in there we also account for relatively large retrofits. So depending on the accumulation of retrofits, it can influence a little bit the figure from one year to another. So it's not a very steady increase, you can see, but there are some fluctuations depending on how many of those large retrofit orders you get a given year, and you can invoice in the beginning year. Profitability of the service, I mean, the profitability of spare parts is certainly, I always mention, the highest one from these categories, and continues to be the highest one. We want to stay there, but of course have to play to get at the same time the volume. But for the moment, we don't see any reason why this spread of profitability between the three categories should change. The profitability on service, yes, we are pushing that one also. We have a more clear
management of which service person has to intervene in what case. We try to as much as possible with local service personnel, as long as the problem to be solved is within the reach of their know-how, and we're training very hardly on that one. We're trying to push up the profitability on service, but I would not speculate yet on a significant profitability increase in service in 2006. Concerning the backlog, overall, as we mentioned in December, we mentioned that we had about a 4.5 months backlog on December 6th when we met. I would like to remind that expressed in months, we have to be careful. When we say 4.5 months of backlog, it does not mean that everything is booked for the 4.5 months to come. This is the total backlog, orders that we have, not yet delivered, but spread for over a longer period. So we are still, in case you would like to order a machine for an earlier delivery, Mr. Migliorini, don't hesitate, we still have some available.
I'll have two, please.
At the end of December, due to the strong invoicing at the end of December, and stronger than expected, as a matter of fact, as you have seen, we are above the guidance we gave, we still have a four-month backlog at the end of December in general for the group, which is a very similar level as we had entering 2006, which we at that time qualified as a good backlog, and it is a good backlog to enter 2007. Now, if we talk a little bit by business area, as you wish to do so, we had in end of 2005, entering 2006, a very strong seven-month backlog in flexible materials. We have a strong backlog in flexible materials again at the end of this year, not quite 7 months, but above 6.5 months. So it's close, but not exactly the same. We have a stronger backlog this year, entering this year in folding carton than we had last year, and a little bit lower, but still good backlog in the corrugated board. So in summary, strong backlog, flexible, little bit lower than last year, strong backlog in folding carton, higher than last year, and a slightly lower backlog in corrugated board, but still good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we now go off to Thomas Baumann of NZB. Please go ahead, Herr Baumann.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have actually also three questions, and I would like to pick up the last one on order backlog. When you say that you have a similar order backlog than as per end of 2005, does that mean, or how big is the danger that we're going to see an unbalanced year as last year in 2007? Or do you have any indication that that sales separation, sales split between the semesters is going to be less unbalanced than last year?
Yes, on this subject, it's a very important question. Frankly, although we have the same backlog, the spread is approximately the same also in terms of timing. So for us, it is difficult to say if we will have a similar unbalance this year as next year. Too early to say. Of course, we don't like it. On the other hand, the customer orders the date he wants and not when we want to deliver. So we have to obey basically to our customer wishes, and that's why we also undertook so many actions internally to be able to cope profitably with these unbalanced volumes in the first half and second half. I presume, given on the feeling we have of the market, that it will be unbalanced, but less unbalanced than last year. Last year, that's the feeling today. We will have to, as we go along, confirm it or not. But the feeling is that it will be unbalanced, but a little bit less than last year. And the other thing I would like to mention is that you know that 2008 is again a Drupa year. And of course it can as we know, it can affect the order intake in, let's say, starting spring-summer. However, We are fighting that as strong as we can, in the sense that we have come out now between last drupa and this drupa on a very regular basis with new models and new equipment, rather than accumulating the new equipment into the drupa and having the customers wait for a big renewal of our offering at drupa. And we will not come at drupa this time with the 14 novelties, worldwide novelties we did last time. We will have less new things at drupa. Customers will know that and know that. So I think we will be able to, I hope we will be able to dampen the traditional drupa effect through that, because this is accumulating to the half-year unbalance, which is certainly not good for the cost situation and the profitability. So we're trying to fight that on that side. So to answer in a nutshell, difficult to say as of today. My guess is a little bit less unbalanced, but unbalanced than last year, but will be unbalanced. And we are taking several actions to try to minimize the drupa effect we could expect in the second half of this year. Did I answer your question, Tom, Mr. Baumann?
Just a word to flexible materials. I mean, there the order backlog with close to 7 months is probably better than at the beginning of last year. Is that, from what you see as now, is that sufficient in order to prevent the fallback into negative EBIT contribution in the first half? Or do we have to expect again red EBIT in the first 6 months?
Oh, it's a good question. As a matter of fact, the end of 2005, we had about 7 months of backlog in the FM.
Oh.
Now we have a little bit lower, between 6.5 and 7 months. So we are a little bit lower on the backlog, but not significant.
Okay.
First point. Second point, no, I cannot say that we know already today that if the imbalance is relatively strong, flexible, then we could be in a negative EBIT or operating profit situation in the first half. What we are saying, and we do everything we can, of course, to reach that and to meet it, is that on the total year 2007, at operating profit level, we want to be at break even. I think showing now that in the second half, with a good volume, we are able to show a positive operating profit, which you will see more in detail on the 28th of March when we will publish the full results. We now, the key is to make this sustainable and continue to improve it. But saying that the first half will be in the black at operating level, I don't dare saying that at this point in time.
Then my last question, you already mentioned that invoicing in December was very strong, and probably we saw a similar behavior as in, I think it was in 2004, where then in 2005 we had the negative base effect, so to say. Do you expect the same, and is your guidance of 2-3% organic growth, is it really compared to the 16.04, or do you make an adjustment there for the extraordinary strong invoicing in December 2006?
No, that's basically the news we're giving a little bit different now than we did in December, is that despite the strong invoicing in December, we will we maintain the organic growth guidance of 2-3% for the year 2007. You're right, we had very strong invoicing in December. Various things affected us there, or affected us positively, if I may say there, is that, first of all this, the order, you know, that we had, and you're right, your memory is right also, 2004 was similar.
Mm-hmm.
We had basically very little or no slippage, usually customer requested slippages,
mm-hmm.
the following year. That was very positive, and that helped us to... Well, we probably were a little bit too prudent due to the 2005 experience in the guidance. That's
mm-hmm.
certainly one element. The second element is that we also got some additional relatively unexpected orders still in December for December delivery. And there we used, for instance, some of our demo machines, our
mm-hmm.
demonstration center machines, to be able to satisfy the customer. So that helped also. We were strong in spare parts and service invoicing also in the December. All this cumulated is that we have the indeed gotten about 50 million more of turnover than the guidance we gave still in December. So those are the main reasons. How will it happen in 2007? Will we have this accumulation at the end of the year? Frankly, Mr. Baumann, this is a little bit too early to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
We hope not. Again, it's a bit too early.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we now go off to Armin Rechberger of Zürcher Kantonalbank. Armin, please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. First, regarding your aim stated already for 2007 for net income of 90 million. What can you say about that? And the other question, coming back again about the disbalances, do you have other plans for incentives for clients so you don't have these disbalances in the future?
Yes, on the first question, it's true that based on the GO program that we have launched, we are actually in the last year of the GO program as it is, because we said that we wanted to bring two things: a 90 million or more net profit at the end of 2007 at similar market conditions as 2004, we said at the time, and a reduction of capital employed of 200 million. We are, based on what we see, seen today, and with the market conditions we see today and the savings program, which we will report more on March 28th, we are, I think, on an excellent track to reach that. So if some of you followed us since a while, the confidence level once more is increasing a little bit that the challenge we have set ourselves can be reached and probably will be reached unless there are things we don't see yet now. So we confirm that. Huh? Mm-hmm. And the H1, H2 unbalance, you can imagine that we have internally investigated all possibilities to try to influence the market and our customers to help us to balance more the year. Now, at the same time, we don't want to give in on margin for that. So incentive usually means down rather than up. I mean, it's difficult to tell customers, look, if you want delivery in the second half, you have to pay more. The thing is, usually we have to tell the customers, look, if you want the delivery in the first half, you have to pay less. And that bothers us, because that's margin and that's pricing influence in the market. As we are market leaders for quite some of our activities, we think that is not the way to go. We're also thinking about sales incentives. We're also thinking about other ways of trying to unbalance that. But we are convinced that the first mission we have is to render ourselves flexible enough so that it has no effect on margin. Commercial margin, huh? That means the margin we get on each deal. For the moment, we are able to do it, but it's if you want a little weakness in the beauty contest of Bosch Group with other companies, is that indeed we are now regularly publishing weak results in the first half, and I hope that the people that follow us now know that, and know that they can have the confidence, unless we say differently, that we are able to catch up also operationally in the second half. Did I answer your question, Mr. Rechberger?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Koopman.
Thank you very much.
Okay, there is a final question in the queue from Alessandro Folletti of Bank Vontobel AG. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a quick comment on other sales, other profit, and restructuring. Can you give an indication about what we could expect there?
Okay, other sales and other... Are you talking about the category others?
Sorry, yes, the line that you have, other income from other activities, and also the other profit that you have in your, well, when you publish EBIT. And then with respect to restructuring, if there is anything in the pipeline for 2007.
Yeah, okay. So not on the other, the line other, as you've seen, it has decreased significantly, mm-hmm. because in there, of course, the of the scope of consolidation coming into there. And if I remember well, the figure of the scope of consolidation in other is 29 million out of the 41 million. So that's the turnover side. Ah, you mean other income in the profit and loss statement?
Yeah, well, yes, both. I mean, first of all, on the top line, is this, we are now at, how much, 9 million or something like that this year. Is it remaining at that level or is it going down? Or?
No, it's probably going to remain approximately at that level. It's some activities which are not attributable to one of the business areas, so we leave it there. But as you see, it's small and it will stay small, this sort of magnitude in terms of income.
Okay, very good.
Stability. There is no no indication yet on where we are on the profitability, March 28th, but there is no big surprise to be expected there, so it will not influence your projection, in my opinion. In terms of restructuring costs, the only thing I can say today is that we mentioned already in the first half that we had some restructuring costs in flexible materials of 2.3 million euros, and there's nothing else to be expected for this year. Did I answer your question, Mr. Folletti?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we now go to Thomas Baumann of NZB again. Herr Baumann, please begin.
Yeah, I would like to ask two questions with regard to your markets and the behavior of your clients. And the one refers to flexible material. I mean, we know that they have been hard hit by margin squeeze, especially through higher raw material in the foil business. Now that crude oil prices have come off quite a bit and also some oil derivative prices have come off, do you feel or do you get any feedback from your clients that there's a sort of a feel of a release and that they would looking into more investments now that they got maybe a release on their margin? Well, what is the sort of not the order backlog but maybe sort of what's in the pipeline? Is it trend positive due to that or is it still the same? And actually, the second question goes more or less to the same, but in corrugated board. Do you see a change in order behavior, especially from your integrated customers, because most of them are in restructuring phases on the paper and carton production side and are a bit neglecting their packaging material production side? Has that changed already, or are they basically still on hold?
Yes, thank you. For the first question, the situation, customer situation in flexible materials, the first part of your question is, my guess is, and I'll specify why I say it this way, my guess is that indeed they are less panicking than they were when we had these huge oil increases and raw material increases some time ago. The problem is that usually they don't like to tell us that they make better margins because they want to squeeze us on the equipment negotiation. So they usually don't open very much on that side to our people saying that it's better. My feeling is that it is better. And what we can see also is that the number of projects that are being discussed at the beginning of this year are good. I mean, it's active. The market is active. But the margin situation in flexible materials is still, as you know, much lower than in folding carton and corrugated board. We're trying to go through differentiation of the equipment with new developments, as well as cost reduction, try to open this margin squeeze, need some more time to get where we want to be. The pipeline in terms of backlog, I would say that the backlog that we have is approximately of similar profitability the one we will show as the situation we will show in the second half when we publish our results. So there's no big change there. Of course, we're trying to push it up, but as you can imagine, customers are pushing the other way.
Okay.
Corrugated board order behavior change. You're absolutely right with your remark that through the restructuring that this industry in the corrugated board, the pulp and paper industry is going through, they are more focusing on where the big, big money is, that is on the paper machines and pulp machines and these. This is really still the case. We are getting orders from them. There is a certain need for modernization of their equipment, but it's relatively slow, and I can tell you that the negotiations are real nightmares. They are big, they are very strong, and they know it. And of course, they say to us that if we want to do business with them, we have to pay the price to be in there. So it's a fight. So there also, we are trying to differentiate ourselves with the equipment, with the service level we're giving, so that we can really tell them that if they buy from somebody else, it's not the same as if they buy from us. But each negotiation is a difficult birth, if I may say that, especially with the big ones. So they are still fighting with their own problems internally, trying to... But we see some indication that they see that they will have to modernize on the packaging side, on the converting side also. But when will they really, will that really come? Probably first in my guess is, again, the large groups in the U.S. probably make steps in that direction before groups in Europe, because they are more advanced, I think, in their restructuring, based on what I feel. Did I answer your question, Mr. Bowman?
Yeah, perfectly. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we now go on to Michael Cowan and Louis Lallier of Silchester International. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I was just reflecting on the fact that, as you said earlier, 2007 is the last year of the GO program. And I was wondering where your thinking was and what your thinking was for the next three following years after that.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Indeed, you can imagine that the, I think, very positive dynamic we were able to induce into the group of making changes, adapt ourselves quickly, have a very, very close eye on the capital utilization, looking for more synergies internally in the group, will continue. We just don't know in what form we do. As I mentioned last year already, we are in the, because we think it's the right moment to do, we are in the process of reviewing our group strategy in general, rethinking where we think the group should orient itself in the next 5 to 8 years, see what has to be done in order to continue to improve our position as market leader on the equipment and services for the packaging industry. So there's quite a deep thinking going on there, and probably some actions and initiatives will result also from that exercise we're going through. And I think the timing is excellent, because we let the organization really concentrate on finishing this goal and reaching the goals, which are, as I said, ambitious but realistic. And then we will see how this momentum be continued, in which form we don't know yet, also in terms of communication we don't know yet, but we will certainly try to ride on the wave we have created of improvements in this group, which I think is very healthy for the future of the group. So we are strongly thinking about these elements at the moment, Mr. Cohen.
Thank you.
Very much.
Okay, at this stage, there are no questions left in the queue. If anyone has any final questions, could I please ask you to press 01 on your keypad now? Okay, there appears to be no further questions. I'd like to hand this meeting back to Mr. Koopman for his closing remarks. Mr. Koopman?
Thank you, sir. Once more, thank you for your interest you're showing in our group. I think this first information on the year 2006 is positive. We're glad to be able to bring that to the market. On March 28th, we hope, of course, to be able to continue to bring positive and good news when we will inform you on the full consolidated results of 2006. For 2007, the start of the year looks good. It depends a little bit on the macroeconomic evolution, but we are confident that if it continues that way and the market dynamics continue, we will have a good year 2007 also. So we look forward to seeing you or hearing from you all on March 28th, and we thank you for your attention.
This now concludes our call. Thank you very much for attending.